Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Narada Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha, text number 19. Kala Chakram Brahmi Tikshnam Sarvam. Niskarshayat Jagat Svitantram Abhudasya Eha Kemasat Karmavi Bhavet. Kala Chakram Brahmi Tiksham Sarvam Nishkarshayat Jagat Svatantram Avabuddhas Svatantram Abhudasyeha Kimasat Karma Bir Bhavet Kala Chakram Brahmi Tikshnam Sarvam Nishkarshayat Jagat Svatantram Abhudasyeha Kema sat karma bir bhavet. Kala Chakram Rami Tikshnam Nishkarya Jagat Svatantram Abhudasyeha Kema Sat Karma Bir Bhavet. Ladies, Vaishnavis. Kala Chakram Rami Tikshnam Sarvam Nishkarshaya Jagat Tadantam Abhudasyeha Asad Karma Bir Bhavat Kala Chakram, the wheel of eternal time. Brahmi, revolving automatically. Tikshnam, very sharp. Sarvam, all. Nishkarshayat, driving. Jagat, the world. Svatantram, independent. Not caring for the so-called scientists and philosophers. Abhudasya, of one who does not know. This principle of time. Iha, in this world. Kema sat, kamrabi, bhavet. What is the use of engaging in temporary fruitive activities? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni had spoken of a physical object made of sharp blades and thunderbolts. The Haryashvas understood this allegory as follows. Eternal time moves very sharply, as if made of razors and thunderbolts. Uninterrupted and fully independent, it drives the activities in the entire world. If one does not try to study the eternal element of time, what benefit can he derive from performing temporary material activities? Please repeat. Narada Muni had spoken of a physical object made of sharp blades and thunderbolts. The Haryashvas understood this allegory as follows. Eternal time moves very sharply, as if made of razors and thunderbolts. Uninterrupted and fully independent, it drives the activities of the entire world. One does not try to study the eternal element of time. What benefit can he derive from performing temporary material activities? Purport. This verse explains the words Shora Pavyam Swayam Brahmi, which especially refer to the orbit of eternal time. It is said that time and tide wait for no man. According to the moral instructions of the great politician Chanakya Pandit, Ayusha Shana Ekopi Nalabhyak Swarna Kotibi Nachen Ni Nar Takam Niti Ka Cha Hanis Tato Dika. Even a moment of one's lifetime could not be returned in exchange for millions of dollars. Therefore, one should consider how much loss one suffers if he wastes even a moment of his life for nothing. Living like an animal, not understanding the goal of life, one foolishly thinks that there is no eternity and that his lifespan of 50, 60, or at the most 100 years is everything. This is the greatest foolishness. Time is eternal, and in the material world, one passes through different phases of his eternal life. Time is compared herein to a sharp razor. A razor is meant to shave the hair from one's face, but if not carefully handled, the razor will cause disaster. One is advised not to create a disaster by misusing his lifetime. One should be extremely careful to utilize the span of his life for spiritual realization or Krishna consciousness. Kala chakram brahmi tikshnam sarvam nishkarshaya jagat svatantram abhudasyeha kemasa karma bhira bhavet. Narada Muni had spoken of a physical object made of sharp blades and thunderbolts. The Haryashvas understood this allegory as follows. Eternal time moves very sharply, as if made of razors and thunderbolts. Uninterrupted and fully independent, it drives the activities of the entire world. If one does not try to study the eternal element of time, what benefit can he derive from performing temporary material activities? Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyatyade Sitarane Ayurharati Vaipum Sam. That both by the rising and the setting of the sun, everyone's duration of life is lost, except for one who glorifies the all-good Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked by his father in the form of a yaksha, what is the most amazing thing? His reply was, Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam sheshastara ichchanti kimascharyam atakparam. What could be more amazing that at every moment we're seeing so many living entities are dying or entering into the kingdom of Yamaraj, in the case of human beings. Yet those who remain behind, they think that they will live here forever. That's the covering potency of Maya. Sharira yadavatno ti yatschap yukramati shraha krihit vaitani samyati vayura ganda ivashayat. The living entity carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another, just like the air carries aromas, unless he takes one kind of body and again quits it to take another. And our original conception of life is quite clear that we're different from the body. But being covered by the modes of ignorance and passion, therefore we see things differently. And because we see things differently, as Maharaj Yashavdev said, Nunam pramata kurute vikarma, yad indriya prita aprinoti, nasadamanye yata atmanoyam, asanavi kleshada ashadeha. That, indeed, a person becomes mad when he thinks that sense gratification is the goal of life. And therefore he performs all kinds of sinful activities. But as a sadhu, a person who knows something about the truth or the reality of life, he doesn't involve himself in such activities which are the source of misery and which cause one to get one body after another. Paravas tavad avoda jato yavana jignasita atmatatvam yavankriyas tavadi dhanmanovai karmatmaka yena shirira bandaha. So as long as one is not inquiring about what is reality, so long he'll be defeated by the illusory energy. And as long as one is involved in activities for sense gratification, then the mind becomes cloudy. And as long as the mind is uncloudy, consciousness will be unclear. And as long as consciousness is unclear, one will have to take one body after another. In other words, if we don't see things properly, we won't know how to desire properly. And if we don't desire properly, Krishna, who's in our heart, he's noting all our desires, just like one can understand the flavor of a flower by smelling it. Krishna is not interfering with our desires, so we're allowed to desire as we wish. Of course, our desires are not independent. Prabhupada said that desire is a subtle form of conditioning. So the material nature is producing for us different desires within our minds according to what we've done in the past. And we have a choice because we've done so many things in the past, just like the bees, they go out and they gather pollen from everywhere. And they come back into their beehive and they manufacture honey. So the taste of honey is, although it may appear to be uniform, but actually it's the taste derived from many different types of pollen. Similarly, many different types of activities have produced our present material circumstances, and in our present material circumstances, so many desires are rising up, and we have a choice which one to accept at the moment. And according to the one we accept, in different levels, there is thinking, there is feeling and willing, we sometimes become attached mentally to some desire. Sometimes we actually become attached to actually executing some desire, to actually putting into practice. So Krishna is noting all that, and that's creating our future existence. Of course, the factor that can be put into the equation that can change the result is to hear about Krishna. To hear that we should not desire material desires. Unfortunately, most people are not aware of this. Therefore, it is said, Yanisha Sarabhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Samyami Tasyam Jagrati Bhutani Sanisha Pashuto Mune. For this night for all sentient beings is the time of awakening for the self-control. And the time of awakening for all sentient beings is the night for the introspective sage. The people are generally quite awake, quite anxious to fulfill their material desires, and very much negligent of anything has to do with their spiritual self. They don't know the Tevidu Swarthikatim He Vishnu. They don't know that the goal of life is to reach Vishnu. Dharashaya Ye Bahya Arthamanina. Therefore, they're absorbed in all these temporary activities. Without knowing what reality is, therefore we're choosing so many insignificant things as something very important. Apuryamanam, Achalapratishtam, Samudram Apapravishanti Advat, Tava Kamayam Pravishanti Sarve, Sashantimat Nautina Kama Kami. The cess and flow desires are flowing through everyone's mind, and people are simply accepting one insignificant thing or some other insignificant thing, as if it was the actual goal of life. They don't know if they accept the right desire, if they accept the right conception of life, they can get what they're actually looking for. It can expand their level of consciousness so they can see the possibility of eternal blissful life, which is what they're seeking for in the material world. The scientists are promising that by some technological manipulation, they can create beings who will live forever in full material happiness, unlimited sense gratification, that every moment, whatever desire comes to your mind, will immediately be gratified. If not in this physical world, in some virtual reality. So people believe it, that somehow or another they'll get some body in this world which will live forever, and they'll have unlimited sense gratification and no material misery. So therefore people are asleep. Ukramantam sitimvapi bunjana vagunanvita vimuro nanu pashanti pashanti jnana chakshusha. The foolish, they cannot understand how the living entity quits his body or what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of the mozu nature, but those whose eyes were trained with knowledge can see all this clearly. People are saying, in one sense, that at every moment their body's changing. They can't stop their body from changing, even for a fraction of a moment. And as everyone knows, no one's body is growing older. And if you've, younger. And if you've noticed, many old people, they eventually die. It's not that it's great, I'm growing older, therefore that's proof I'm going to live forever. No, old age, disease, is followed by death. And that's not the end of the story, because so many human beings have left their body, so many animals have left their body, so many plants have left their body, and still there's many plants and animals and human beings to go around. It's not like all these human beings have left their body, all these plants have left their body, all these animals have left their body, and therefore there's no one left. No, we can see so many living entities are leaving their body, and still so many other living entities are coming into existence, birth. So who's taking birth? Is it coming out of matter? Prabhupada said, no. You can put any kind of material elements together, and it's still dead matter. It's coming because the living soul has entered into that body. So where are they coming from? Hopefully they're not all coming from Vaikuntha. They're coming from the souls within this world, taking one body after another. But those who are foolish, they cannot understand this, the most obvious thing. And unfortunately, because they can't understand it, therefore they're not afraid. In that famous story, where Prabhupada was giving a lecture at one university, and he was explaining, if you act like a dog, then you'll become a dog. And one student at the end raised her hand and said, Swami, do you say if I act like a dog, I'll become a dog? But I want to tell you, Swamiji, I don't care if I become a dog. I want to become a dog. Prabhupada, raising his hand, said, you have my blessings. So people, they don't care what they're doing. They don't care how they're thinking. They don't care what they're saying. But the material nature, Krishna is noting this all down, and will arrange for them in their next life a particular body. But it's unfortunate when one gets the great opportunity to get an eternal blissful life to instead choose a miserable temporary world full of suffering, life full of suffering, where one will not get the same opportunity for many, many lifetimes. And the material nature is very cruel. When Arjuna was asking Krishna, Akyaki Meko Bhavan Ugarupo, this horrible form of yours, why are you manifesting it? You look like a nice person a few minutes before, and suddenly your personality changed. Are you suffering from some psychological illness? Please tell me. Akyaki Meko Bhavan Ugarupo. Namostute deva vra prasida vigatamis chami bhavantamadyam ihi prajanami tava pravritim. What is your purpose, pravritim? Why are you doing this? So would Krishna say, oh, I'm sorry, you know, it's these moods hit me once in a while, what can I do? Sorry, I didn't mean to burn you with the flames coming out of my mouth, you know. I'll buy you a new suit if you have to. No, he said, Kalosmi lokashe krit pravrido. That time I am the destroyer of all the worlds. Kalosmi shaya krit pravrido lokansa mahartami ha pravritak. Ritepi tvam nava vishanti sarve evastita pratnukeshiyoda. Time I am the destroyer of all the worlds, and I've come to engage all of you, which means all of us too. Except for you, the five Pandavas, everyone here is going to be slain. Not a very nice picture. Everyone in this material world is going to die. Sounds like I'm a fanatic, doesn't it? Bad news. Isn't there any good news? Yes. Tasmatvam utishi sholabhasva. Chitvam shatrum bhushva rajan shramridam, mayaivata nihetam purvam eva, nimitra matram bhavasava shachin. Become an instrument, Krishna says, for me, under the directions of my representatives. Surrender, Krishna says, surrender. Then you'll get out of the old age, disease, death, taking birth again. Otherwise, there's no possibility. So for those who don't like the word surrender, that you have to follow what Krishna says, you have to follow what Krishna's representatives say. I mean, it's easy to say, all right, I'll follow whatever Krishna says because I hardly ever remember what he ever said. So it's easy to follow. His representatives, well, I don't believe there are some people pretending to be his representatives, but I know within their heart who they're really representing. So I'm surrendered as much as any normal human being could possibly surrender. We don't want to become fanatics, and people wouldn't appreciate it. And if people don't appreciate it, then how can we preach? So I have to look normal, have to act normal, have to speak normal, then people will love me, and then of course they'll also surrender like I have. No, we actually want to get out of the old age, disease, birth, and death, all these different things. Then we actually have to find out, moment to moment, what Krishna wants us to do. Tam eva sharanam gacha, sara bhavena bharata, that surrendering to him in all respects, Arjuna, and by his mercy, you'll obtain transcendental peace and the eternal abode. So Krishna says, in all respect, tam eva sharanam gacha sarva bhavena bharata, in every respect, surrender. Then, stanam prapsi shasvatam, then you'll obtain eternal peace, transcendental peace in the eternal abode. But if one is not interested in that thing, if one is interested in so many other things, then we'll have to stay here and take one birth after another and be ground up by the illusory energy or by the material energy. And if we're not afraid, Prabhupada once said, the problem with my Western boys and girls, or the problem with the people in general in Kali Yuga, is that they're not afraid of Maya. One time I was in Boston, Prabhupada was visiting there in 1969. It was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's disappearance day. And after going to the temple and doing the program, Prabhupada went back to where he's living, and his quarters some distance away. And his servant Purushottam said, Prabhupada stood at the head of the bed and then fell back and rolled over and said, I pray every night to Krishna to please protect me from Maya. So Prabhupada, who was situated in transcendence, he was praying to Krishna to protect him from Maya, and we're situated with Maya, and we think, who cares? Whenever I need Krishna, he's there, he'll protect me. In the meantime, please don't interfere with my plans. Don't protect me too much, or else life will be a drag. No, we have to become serious if we actually want to get some factual transcendental results. And therefore, Krishna's illusory energy is constantly beating on us, constantly disturbing us, trying to help us understand that mrityu saraharaschaham, time I am the destroyer of all the worlds, I've come here to engage everyone. And he's taking everything away. Mrityu saraharaschaham. So Maya is beating on us and we're thinking, how can I grab hold of Maya and stop her from beating on me? Maybe I can make a deal with her. But then she'll simply beat harder. The only way Maya will stop is if we surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, if we don't surrender to Krishna, Maya's job is to beat us on us ever more frequently with ever more enthusiasm so that finally we wake up and realize that our only shelter is Krishna. So we look at the newspapers, see all the problems that are going on. Our conclusion should be, Maya is very kind to these people. She's beating on them, so eventually they'll wake up and chant the holy name. Or take some prasadam, at least. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. We have a microphone here. Comes quick enough.
Thank you so much for the teaching and for being here and giving us such wonderful teachings. When you approach other people in wanting to have them understand how they're suffering and that this Krishna is the best remedy, and unless they admit that they're suffering, then they don't take the medicine. Do you have any particular advice on how to quickly, we want them to be happy. That's how I generally approach them. You would like to be happy. Do you have any words on these, please?
Yeah, just be happy yourself, actually in Krishna consciousness yourself, and then people will become inspired to find out, how did you become happy? So if we're happy, we're actually happy in Krishna consciousness, then people might become curious that we actually have some remedy for them. Other than that, everyone's advertising that I can make you happy. And after taking, if that person themselves are not happy, then how can they make anyone else happy? So it was nice to be here in New Dwarka, and I look forward to coming again. Nice to see so many steady, determined devotees taking to the process and preaching it to others. So we look forward to your association again. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Premanande Haribol.